Howdy. Welcome to Less Talk, More Monkey, the Archie McPhee podcast. I'm David Wall, the director of awesome here at Archie McPhee. And today I'll be joined by Shauna Danger, the high priestess of rubber chickens, and Scott Heff, creator of Kitsch, to answer your questions.
I wanted to thank 41 Strange, the popular Twitter account and short story anthology, for tweeting about us for the second time. We love that Twitter account, and they've done it for a second time. You should follow them if you don't. It's the numeral one strange is their Twitter handle, and it's great. And Hef, any thoughts about 41 Strange?
Well, the first, they sent out a tweet featuring our handitar, which is a product we used to make that turned your hand into a centaur.
Yeah.
which we may have news about.
There might be an update.
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
Yes.
You guys can.
Yeah.
So that was great and a great boost for us.
We got,
Twitter followers and kind of some interaction that way. But then today, but we don't sell it anymore. So, we're like, oh, here's some of our other items. But then today they tweeted out the hand of squirrel.
Which turned their hand into a squirrel. I didn't know about that. That's very cool. And, thanks, guys.
And they have a huge Twitter following, and they're very active, which I appreciate too.
Yeah.
Because they're one of those Twitter accounts that gets constant comments and discussions, and things break off from. And I just enjoy being included in what they do. And we retweet them all the time. I can't say retweet for some reason.
I understand. I can never say the word Google. Properly.
It's nice when like a brand or someone you kind of, respect appreciate does something like that. Because our, the finger hands will be on this celebrity, but it's like no one we necessarily care about. But then it's like, Weird Al does something with them or Pee Wee or does something with a product. And it's like.
Nice name dropping, Hef.
I'm just saying there are people that we're like, oh, like this is great.
I have a question for you. What was the name of the model that wore the finger hands on Jimmy Fallon's show?
You want to see if I pronounce it correctly?
I know the last name.
It's Gigi Hadid.
Oh, Very good. Okay. Yeah. You got it.
My friend just tagged me in a thing because she just saw it for the first time.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that.
Yeah.
So today we asked you guys on Twitter and Instagram to write questions to us that you might want us to answer on the podcast. And we got a few questions. I haven't seen them. Hef has seen all of them.
I haven't seen any of them.
I've seen some. Regis style, as Shauna calls it, because she doesn't like to be prepped for anything.
Yes, I call it Regis style because I don't know if y'all have noticed, but we don't pre-plan any of this. We just talk about it. Sometimes we have we know we're going to go through a catalog. We know a subject, but we don't pre-talk about it at all.
No.
Which I call Regis style, because Regis used to do that on the Regis show.
Regis Philbin, you're speaking of.
Yeah, is there another Regis? Wait, are you trying to tell me you're going to have another son?
My son Regis.
Regis Heffernan. Yes. What's so weird about
we're
that?
We're doing it Regis Heffernan style.
That's right. I don't mind a little more prep, so I volunteered to write down the questions. Yeah, collect the questions.
Yeah. I don't like any prep. I like to just be hit with it.
Yeah. Instagram was down for part of it, so I don't know if we would have gotten more Instagram questions.
Oh, yeah. Instagram was having a problem, LOL.
I know.
As Ice-T says.
Ice-T was cracking up at the idea that all social media might disappear and every picture be erased.
LOL. He was really LOL over that.
He's like, you guys, that'd be hilarious.
Okay, what are
some... Should we dive in?
Hit me.
All right. Should I say names? Should I say Twitter accounts? If they weren't DM'd, if they weren't, if they were public.
Personal.
All right.
Private.
Okay.
And they don't have dirty names.
So, at Philip Trace, Collecting Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Who's in the UK.
Yes.
Collecting Magic provided artwork for the Rubber Chicken Museum that hangs behind some of the chickens.
Yes.
And
awesome.
And gave me some consulting work on one of my projects.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good account to follow.
Yes.
So, it's at Philip Trace. Is making a Bebo rubber mask worth the high possibility of it selling to fewer than 12 people? 13 if you introduce international shipping. So let's That can be broadened to how many of an item do we have to sell for it to be worth it? So if we're only going to sell, you know, a dozen, obviously it's not worth doing a product.
No.
What is the magic number? If we sell 100, is it worth it? If we sell 1,000?
It depends how much people are willing to pay for it. Because if each of those people would pay $1,000 for a mask, it would be worth selling 12.
Philip Treese. I think Philip Treese is in on that for sure. Yeah. We will sell
$1,000 Bebo mask.
Absolutely.
Yeah, $1,000 Bebo mask. Mm-hmm. But it does. It really is just there's no magic number because it depends on how much money we can make and whether we can pay for our time and effort going into making the product.
Yeah, molds are really costly. Prototypes are really costly. Shipping is costly. Testing is costly. So it all has to factor into that to make it worthwhile. But we do sell a lot of products. So obviously it's really worthwhile. A Bebo mask is sort of a fantasy item for all of us. I would say the best thing to do is make a paper mache one, like some of our customers have done.
I will only acknowledge it if it's papier mache.
Papier.
Papier, yes. all right. At Sexual Cabinetry, who goes by Mostly Ghostly, asks, were people upset about Señor Misterioso being an actual saint?
Nobody's upset about Señor Misterioso.
Except that he's not available.
Yes.
Right. That's the only thing that people want is more of him.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bebo. It's funny that somebody mentioned Bebo and then somebody mentioned Misterioso because these are those deep cuts where people are really into the small enthused group.
And also interesting because referencing that Señor Misterioso started his life as something else, so did Bebo.
Yeah.
So it is a thing where the context that we provided is what created interest in it. And because the actual saint, not that popular.
Not popular at all.
But popular but as known, a mysterious stranger.
Yes.
Okay. At Red Norsk, didn't know there was an Archie McPhee podcast. She goes, wait, Archie McPhee has a podcast? Why didn't anyone tell me about this? And she's someone who follows our Twitter pretty closely.
Yeah, so why didn't anyone tell her?
So that brings up a broader question of,
is there something wrong with her friends?
Well, or are we not doing enough to promote the podcast? Or are other people not advertising
enough? Hef, aren't you in charge?
Got a lot of problems tweeting with you people.
Why haven't you guys tweeted more?
Well, and she is an adamant follower of our podcast, and we tweet
of our
Twitter account, and we tweet every episode, usually more than once. And some of them we even go back later and tweet again.
Not good enough.
Apparently. Yeah. But hopefully people will spread the word.
So I'm going to mention this thing because I don't think we've talked about this yet that it's hilarious to put us on halftime.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We haven't mentioned it.
Okay. So Alistair came to me and said, you've got to listen to your podcast at half speed. And it is really, really funny because I sound 100% completely drunk. Everybody sounds like they're on something or off something or something.
Yeah.
But so I had some responses from personal friends lately who were like, man, I just listened to you at half speed. That is hilarious. I about fell off my chair. That's my imitation of my friends, by the way. But
good imitation.
I know, they sound right? Just dead like on. That.
Even the Australian one.
but it is it's a laugh riot.
It is. It's
and
funny.
We cracked ourselves up. It's really, really bad with that.
Of course, I listen to our podcast at 1.5 speed,
which I don't recommend because this is art, the art of conversation.
Shauna highly disagrees with the practice.
Yes, I do.
And I am for that practice.
Why don't you give us your argument for listening at regular speed?
Okay, I think that people should listen to podcasts that are for pleasure and books that are for pleasure at the regular speed. I do understand if you're listening to something that's a business thing and you just need the information, or you were taking it for a class and you just need the information. But if you're trying to listen to something for the experience of it, I think that you should listen to it at full speed, just like you don't turn on Casablanca and go, I'm going to do that at 1.5 so I can really get through Casablanca really quick. That's the whole point, is the experience of it. That's my thing. In fact, a reason to listen to it even slower.
Slow it down a little.
That's how Shauna savors podcasts. Yeah. She's like, ooh, I really like this podcast. I'm going to listen to it at half speed.
But the problem that you guys have done is that you've messed up your own brains, because now when you guys listen to us talking in real life, we sound too slow to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like where I've met someone that I listen to their podcast and I meet them and then I'm like, why are you talking so slow?
Why do you have to talk like that? Why don't we do a section where we talk really slow and we say, okay, everybody, now put it on half speed and we're going to talk even slower.
Wait, no, it should be now put it on double speed.
Yeah.
We'll try and match that, because then they can. Well, never mind. Sorry. All right. Too high concept.
All right, moving on. Robert Parrott has a three-part question.
Oh.
Or three different questions, okay. I should say. Why don't you make the Sherlock Holmes action figure anymore? Why don't you make a glow-in-the-dark Sherlock Holmes action figure? And why don't you make a rubber chicken with Sherlock Holmes accoutrements named Sherlock Combs?
Okay.
Sherlock Combs.
Number one, it didn't sell well. Number two, it won't sell well. Number three, good idea. I'm into it.
All right.
Sherlock Combs.
Sherlock Combs.
Of course.
Are you saying Sherlock Combs?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's one too many jokes in there.
With Sherlock Combs.
You would just go Sherlock Holmes or Sherlock Combs.
But I think Sherlock Combs sounds more like a clever barber.
Oh, Sherlock Combs. Okay.
Yep.
Plus, it's harder to say than retweet.
Now, to
Google.
We sold the Sherlock Holmes action figure before the popular Benedict Cumberbatch Sherlock series.
Which would make it even less popular because it doesn't look anything like him.
Yeah, it's the old school with the...
We were Jeremy Brett era Sherlock Holmes. And he was a fine Sherlock Holmes. He didn't need CGI figures in the air. And
I do love
if
the
someone's
Benedict
listening to what David Wall just said in halftime, he's gonna sound super drunk.
Oh, yeah,
you're
do it, you guys.
See Sherlock Holmes.
Screw Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, a Jeremy Brett guy.
First of all, Benedict Cumberbatch sounds like you're drunk anyway when you say
it. When you say
ornament.
Words with multiple syllables, three or more.
You are really cracking up at me saying ornament.
Yeah. So I did mention that Instagram was down, but I
by down we mean not just our Instagram, the whole Instagram world.
Yes, but I assumed there was a question, and maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But nearly every time we post on Instagram a product, there's this kid that says,
yes.
Can you send me one? Can you send me some? So
the answer is no.
So I'm just going to assume that question was asked and we could answer them once and for all.
Altogether? No.
Unless you buy one. You could buy one, then we'll send you one.
We'd be happy
sure.
to send one then. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Joshua Vlogs Official. Asks, what's your favorite item that you created?
Oh.
Which was it our last episode we did favorite items that
didn't sell.
That didn't sell well or that other people don't seem to like. But what's your favorite item just overall?
That I created or that company created?
I would say that the company created or that you had a hand in.
Yeah, you have to do it that way because there's no one person who's created anything.
And there's different things that you like things for, because I like as a product for Archie McPhee is hander pants, but it's not my favorite thing in life that I would want to buy from Archie McPhee. But I like the concept of it, and I love it as an Archie McPhee product.
And it turned out so perfectly.
Like, yeah.
It's exactly how it was pictured and how you described it. You got it right away. The name is excellent. The quality is excellent. Like, the whole thing is really good.
So for me, it's hander pants.
And the other thing that is another type of favorite is when it sells really well. Because you also feel like, wow, we really had a huge success with this. So even though we've talked many times about things that we love that don't sell well, it's great when there's something we love that sells really, really well and you just feel like you've made a connection, obviously money, but also a connection with the public.
Yeah.
Like, oh, people get this. So that's a good one. I think that's a good answer.
That's a good answer. I'll go next to give you a little more time to think.
Yeah, because I've been here too long is the problem.
Yeah.
Shauna's got the Jeopardy music playing in her head.
I am going to say that maybe something in the future will be. I don't know.
Something that's being worked on right now.
Could be. Something that made me misty at yesterday's meeting.
Yeah, Shauna cried when we talked about a product yesterday.
Oh, God. It's so embarrassing.
If someone's a regular listener to the podcast, they'll probably know what the product is, the theme of the product is.
Yeah.
What it is specifically.
But I have different favorites I feel like I have different favorites every year because something will really strike me. What's yours, Hef?
It's probably no surprise.
Can I say? Oh, no.
Yeah, go
no,
ahead.
No, you say
it's the finger hand.
Yes,
I mean,
course.
The finger hands. Yeah. They sell well,
right.
For one,
yes,
like you were
so.
Saying, so it's fun. They appear in pop culture, so celebrities or just people, like friends
like Gigi Hadid.
In stores, Gigi Hadid.
Celebrities and people.
And celebrities and normals.
appeals to everybody.
Yeah, and
Gigi Hadid and my children.
Yeah, exactly. They are just a good product too. Like I enjoy playing with them.
Yes.
I enjoy leaving them as tips at leaving them not as the tip.
With
in addition the
tip,
to the tip
yes,
at restaurants, I enjoy putting them on action figures or whatever. So they are a fun item.
They're a really fun item. I think they're one of our funnest items because they've encouraged so many spinoffs and so much activity, and like everybody who touches one has fun with it. I give them out too, like. Grocery store, the person who rings me up at the grocery store, I'll give them the finger puppet.
Yeah.
And I also, kind of in that vein, I also, for some reason, just classically, I love our finger puppets.
Yeah.
Because finger puppet monsters. Because they're just those little monsters. They've been around since before I started here.
They're great.
And they're so cool. They're so classic. And they're just cheerful little buddies.
To your point, my son just had a birthday, and so on their birthday at school, they can bring in a treat and then pass it around the class. But we did finger puppets instead, so we passed out finger puppets in his little first grade class.
Aww.
But we put in as an option either finger hands or finger puppets.
So
the
was
kids
it
got
both?
To choose. No. So like a kid could pick either a finger hand or a finger puppet.
Right. But
most pick the finger. Finger monster.
Yeah.
Either a finger monster or a finger hand, and most pick the finger monster.
Oh.
Did you tell them, that is my hand? And then they said, I would still like the monster.
I am insulted.
I don't know, my wife went.
Yeah.
Yes.
It would be weird if you were
like the fuzz action figure thing.
It totally
we can have fuzz
is.
Sign
it's
it
the
for
worst.
You. No.
Yeah.
Would you like have to sign that hand? I think I'll take a finger monster.
Yeah, exactly.
I love when you're like, oh, what do I love? I love this. It's the best thing we've ever made. I'll take that.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that I've grown to love more and more is the classic rubber chicken. Because when I first was here, just like everybody, I sort of took it for granted. It was just something that existed and the symbol of comedy and all that. But I've really grown into loving that as a symbol of humor, as a classic symbol, as a symbol of old school novelties and gags and history. And now that we've done so much more with it, it's become sort of a much bigger deal to me.
Yeah.
And
you are the high priestess of rubber chickens.
I am the high priestess of rubber chickens.
That's your official title here.
That is right.
And wearing the Svengoolie official chicken thrower sweatshirt.
Yes,
today.
I am right now.
And didn't you have a situation where someone didn't know what you did or anything and Googled rubber chicken?
No, Google. Well.
Yeah, so a friend of mine from when I was a kid, I hadn't heard from him in years, and he called me up at the Archie McPhee store, and he goes, I go, oh, hey, Chris, how are you doing? And he goes, I just Googled rubber chicken and your face came up. What is going on?
Wow.
I was like, ooh, I am famous.
That's brand awareness.
I know. And so even though that's never been my top because of, something we created or invented or had such a huge part in, but my affection for it keeps growing. So I don't know if it's my very favorite item, but it is a favorite of mine. And now we're doing more and more things with that image, and especially with the Rubber Chicken Museum that I'm so proud of and I love so much.
I love that Rubber Chicken Museum.
It's just really getting under my skin more and more.
She's
oh, Rubber
cry
Chicken,
again.
I can't quit you.
<She's crying.
laughs> I'm not crying.
Shauna's misty.
I actually had one. I tweeted for questions too, and I got one question back, so I will ask that as well.
Maybe and I should have said something up.
This is from my old neighbor, and not that they are elderly, but that they are no longer our neighbors. Quinn. Hi, Quinn.
Hi.
And he said, is there any backstory on the squirrel who appears in the underpants? Was he a pet? Is he still alive? And did you name him?
Well, that's a good question.
And the answer is, there is no backstory. No.
The answer is, no.
Yeah. Next question. but I have a name I call the squirrel in my head, which is Ira Nuts. But it has not been used anywhere because too many people make jokes about a squirrel in underpants. If his name was Ira Nuts, it would throw them for a loop.
That just becomes the only joke.
That just becomes the only joke. So I call him Ira Nuts. And I actually, when I did improvisation, I had a squirrel puppet that I would do puppet improvisation named Ira Nuts.
How did I not know you did squirrel improvisation?
I agree. I knew you did improv, but I didn't. Don't think I knew about your squirrel puppet.
Squirrel improvisation? How do we not know this, David Wall?
Things are starting to make sense a little more.
You don't know it. Well, you didn't know about Ira Nuts. His glasses. He's cute.
Does he look like Ira Glass?
This is really getting weird. It's only getting weird because how long have we been? Well, it's different amounts of time, but we've been together with you a long time.
I know, but I told you I've had two hit podcasts before this one.
Yes.
And you were like, you told me nothing about any of those podcasts.
So yes.
My life is a mystery.
Yep.
But I'm revealing it all, which is I used to do improvisational puppetry, and my puppet's name was Ira Nuts. So
take that nugget.
Take that little nugget. It's a good nugget. And
it is a really good
Pepper
nugget.
Actually had a picture painted of me as a by a local artist named Matthew Porter, who does monkey versions of famous people. And so he did a monkey version of me, and I'm wearing a I'm Climbing Mount Awesome shirt, which was another project that I worked on that you probably don't know about, and holding my Ira Nuts puppet.
Nice! Where is this?
In my house.
Should be on your wall of awesome in your office.
Well, I have a wall of awesome in my house. It has my private things.
Which one's better?
Which one's more awesome?
It has all my private things on it, like the fact that I did improvisational puppetry.
Oh, that's funny. I like it. Was there any more?
Well, there was no actual squirrel, but I think we've said before on the podcast there was an actual squirrel that put on the squirrel underpants at a squirrel rescue. Place they put underpants yes. on the squirrel, and we advertised their squirrel rescue agency for them. But I will reiterate, actual squirrels shouldn't wear the squirrel underpants. It's a bad idea.
There's nowhere for their tail.
There's nowhere for their tail, and they just don't look comfortable.
It's more of a novelty item then.
You are on fire today.
All right, I've got a question from at Mr. Tam Honks, whose avatar is a young Tom Hanks.
Oh,
I believe. Who asks, any good stories about food or shoes?
Food or shoes? Let's see. I feel like I usually have a good story about food. Well, you always have a good story about food, don't you?
And I usually have questions about food. I want to know if someone went out to eat, I'm like, oh, what'd you get?
I know. You seriously are so happy to talk about food. It's really, I've never seen anything like it.
I do love talking about food. I get my eyes light up.
Yeah. You truly light up like if you talk about your children or your wife or food, it's all the same amount of light up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's more for food.
Okay, maybe a little more, but I didn't want to insult the Heffernan family.
Yeah.
How about you, David Wall?
David Wall has the most beautiful golden shoes. Those are my favorite shoes. David Wall shoes.
I love those. Yeah, those are
I wish you'd wear them every day.
Gold Asics. If I could get more, I would wear them more often.
Yeah, but you don't want to wear them out.
I don't want to wear them out. So I only wear them for special occasions. And where did I wear those? I wore those to be Archie McPhee anniversary yes. party, and I usually wear them for anniversaries or things like that. But yeah, those are good
shoes. It's your special occasion shoes. Those are my special occasion shoes. Instead of wearing like formal tails, you would wear those golden shoes.
Yes.
Yeah, like that.
All right. Well,
did we want to say something about the contest, the giveaway that we did?
Well,
it happened.
It's not over again in real life. It's not over in the podcast time.
Still has a couple more days, right?
Yeah.
It's happening.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's happening, but they can't.
It's happening, but by the time this airs, it will have happened, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is over, and we...
Something really great happened. We've had, but at this point, we've had several entries, and it's not over yet, but by the time the podcast comes out, it'll be over.
Too late now.
So it's pretty cool.
Sorry, suckers.
It was cool that we did it.
It is cool. Yeah, and we were giving out our items that we liked that didn't sell, so that was the trick to that. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be really sweet packages when we package them up and send them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome.
So the other thing that we thought we could do was pose your own question to the group. Oh. Right?
Didn't we talk about doing that? Yes, but I didn't think of one.
I didn't think of one either, so what's your question?
Do you have a question for us?
I was struggling the whole time, too.
You have the perfect opportunity to ask that one question that's been burning.
Oh, I can't ask that question.
Okay, what question do you want to ask?
All right, here's my question.
Okay.
Which, I mean, isn't necessarily something I want to know, but I thought would maybe be helpful to listeners.
Oh.
So... Since you're... What?
Something I don't want to know.
Well, no. I'm saying it's not necessarily relevant to me since I work here. That's all. Since I already work here.
This is just an interesting question.
Is this a question? Do you already know the answer to it?
No.
Okay.
But ask the question. You two are management and you hire. Here's what I was thinking. A listener who's a fan of Archie McPhee, okay, is probably like, oh, how could I work for Archie McPhee? But I want to make it a little broader than that because... We're a pretty small company. We don't hire that often.
No.
But so let's say, you know, as management, someone who wants to work in a kind of for a creative company, kind of what advice would you give someone who wants to work for Archie McPhee or wants to get in at a creative company or something like that?
Well, I can tell you one thing that would be the easiest thing in the world. Include a cover letter. And don't misspell Archie McPhee.
that's the first...
will eliminate 60% of the resumes that I receive.
That seemingly tiny speed bump turns into an impassable wall for a large number of people. Well, I will say one of the things I always recommend to people who ask that question is Seth Godin's book, Lynchpin, which is an amazingly good book. And it's about how to make yourself a linchpin at a company, or leave the company and go be a linchpin somewhere else. But that's the person that you're looking for. And one of the other things I would say is if you want a job at a place like Archie McPhee, I would love to be able to look in the internet and see a stream of stuff that I could see intersecting with Archie McPhee. So if you're doing interesting things and creating interesting stuff, and then you say, oh, I would like to work at Archie McPhee, it makes it far easier than if I Google your name and I don't see anything that looks even remotely Archie McPhee. Those are...
And then the opposite is also true. Please Google Archie McPhee. Learn a lot about Archie McPhee. Come in prepared.
We get a surprising number of people who apply for jobs that don't know what we do as a company. And that's really odd because you would think if you were going to apply for a job, you would Google the company before you came in for the interview.
But definitely be engaged, be willing to work hard, be reliable, be interesting, have, you know, show us your interests. Realize that you are one of many, many, many. How do you stand out? We actually do want to know, and we want you to know yourself well. So when we talk about what are your, you know, maybe we not say the word strengths and weaknesses and stuff, but we want you to know what you're...
Yeah.
Who you are.
yeah, we want to know who you are. And I you know, and it's it is a passion job. And the other thing I'll say, and I think we've talked about this in the podcast before, Hef, because you're the one of the people that helped me realize this, which is we work really fast here compared to a lot of other places. So it is also like very fast in terms of the number of projects we do and how much we put out. And I think that surprises a lot of people too. When they come into our space, they're kind of overwhelmed by how much we have going on.
Yeah, that was definitely surprising because the company I came from, it was, you know, the deadlines were this far out or whatever. And this is just like boom, boom, boom on to the next thing.
We're just super, super always moving, always doing stuff. And so, yeah, that I would say as well.
That's helpful.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I think that's it.
Thanks. You guys didn't have you didn't come up with questions?
No.
I feel like a sucker.
Do you have any stories about shoes that you didn't share?
I've got lots of shoe stories.
For more information about Archie McPhee, go to McPhee.com. That's McPhee.com.